prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour. I'm here every Sunday evening or afternoon, depending on which time zone you're listening to us in, here in the North American Union. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas. Well, I guess just this affiliate, KLBJ, goes all the way up into Oklahoma and down into Mexico in some areas. That's 836-0590. But we're going to get to your calls, those of you that are holding from New York and Wisconsin and North Dakota. But that'll be in the last 30 minutes of the show, interspersed with the key news I mentioned in the first hour. Orlando Sentinel neo-Nazi rally was organized by the FBI through an informant. Oh, yes, why is the government staging Nazi rallies all over the country? That's to terrorize the public, and we'll break that down for you. Also, some new medical developments, some really scary stuff, and some good news as well. And I will spend some time getting into credit cards aimed at illegal immigrants. No ID needed to get them. And it just so happens I have an employee who has a Bank of America bank account, and they won't even let him do basic banking without two forms of ID. So you can have bank accounts with them, and it doesn't matter. If you're an illegal alien, man, you're like God. That's all part of the North American Union as well. We'll break that down. Now, I've been attacked by popular mechanics, good old yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing. And I've been attacked by the Washington Post and Vanity Fair and literally hundreds of magazines and newspapers and dozens of national and international TV shows. And I get a little bit used to it. But the BBC came here, I don't know, back in August, and for a week followed me around at my office, my home, my car, here at the studios here in North Austin, where I do the Sunday radio show. I just started the show. We were developing it for syndication then for a few months before it kicked off 4 months ago. And rarely at the end of an interview, especially when I've spent off and on a week with people, would they just tell me that they don't believe a word I've said and laugh at me. But Guy Smith, the director of the program, a big, you know, mainline BBC production that aired tonight, it ended about an hour and 8 minutes ago. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but we saw the synopsis and four or five articles the BBC put out promoing it and several clips, and it was clear it was a hit piece. They admitted it was a hit piece, basically, while at the same time denying it. Like, oh, yeah, you know, they're a bunch of crazy kooks, but at the same time, this is a balanced piece. Well, Paul Watson, who's a reporter for PrisonPlanet.com and the editor over there as well, joins us from the UK, and he had a chance to see it tonight and to write up some notes. And so this is delving into how they run these hit pieces, how they operate, their basic MO. So for this segment and part of the next, Paul will give us a rundown of 9/11 conspiracies, part of the new BBC four-part series, quote, conspiracies. And Paul Watson joins us now. Paul, thank you for coming on Sunday evening.
Good to be here, Alex.
Paul, you had a chance to see it there with your girlfriend this evening. Tell me what the notes you have. I know a big article is coming out tomorrow on PrisonPlanet.com. You're going to analyze it. You wrote several articles previously this week, one that got picked up on the main page of Dig.com, hundreds of times bigger than the Drudge Report. And so we got millions of readers just off of that report. What are you going to be writing about tomorrow?
Well, I predicted in those articles at the end of the week, Alex, that this would be a highly sophisticated hit piece. Well, you can subtract the words highly sophisticated and then you'll have an accurate reflection of what it was. It was a hit piece, but it was blatantly obvious that it was designed to be that all along.
For the lowest common denominator.
Exactly. And you said that the BBC followed you around for a week, basically.
And at the end of it, just started laughing at me, and I literally I felt like I was sitting there with operatives or something at the restaurant. We ate at P.F. Chang's after the Sunday show, and they were just all laughing at me. I mean, it was, they were like, the government didn't kill Diana. And I go, well, 87% of Brits believe it. And she said Charles told her he was going to kill her in a fake auto accident. And Dr. David Kelly said that the government was going to kill him. And they laughed at me about that. And they wouldn't let me put Operation Northwoods in there. None of the actual U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11 style attacks. They all wanted to just discuss straw men. But Paul, you're here. You've seen it. Tell us about it.
Right. Just on the sheer numbers alone, they had three individuals representing the 9/11 truth movement, being Alex Jones, yourself, Jim Fetzer, and Dylan Avery. They had 11 individuals either representing the official story or the incompetence whitewash. So just by the very numbers, they had more than three times the amount of debunkers versus so-called 9/11 truthers. And the method they used was...
Well, that would... you said 14 to 3. That would be 5
11,
times.
11 to 3.
Oh, 11. Okay. So that would be almost 4 times.
Almost 4 times. The tactic they used was they would let the debunkers talk at length about their issues, and the 9/11 truthers were highly edited. I mean, you alone, to say that they spent a week with you, the total amount of time that you were on the show, I guess, would equate to about 3 minutes, and you had little segments alone, you know.
They also promised to mention PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I gave them free films, had stuff dubbed at great expense, spent just 4 or 5 hours a day, sometimes 8, 9 hours a day, catering to these people, and you say I'm in the film 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's short segments of you. There's no mention of PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, on the BBC's own website, for the promo material, they linked to InfoWars. They got the wrong link, so it was a dead link, and they failed to correct it.
Yeah, I'm sure that was an accident.
But they say every great work of fiction has to have a strong beginning, middle, and end, and that's exactly what the BBC produced in this work of fiction. Because at the start of the program, the debate was framed so as to make it appear that 9/11 truth, and even asking any questions about it, was an insult to the victims.
And they keep saying that we're emotional and that it's a religion and that we're not going off facts. The head, and you need to put this in the article, and I've interviewed him, the head of the biggest 9/11 families group now believes it's an inside job and said the majority of the victims' families believe it's a total inside job. Be sure and add that. They have had huge demonstrations at the White House. The majority of the firefighters we talked to in New York, we have them on video, believe it's an inside job. We have 84% of Americans in major polls believing they're being lied to about 9/11. But I did predict. They would claim that we were insulting and making the families mad. And, of course, they had some guy from the X-Files on there explaining how it's a religion we have, that we're a bunch of kooks. But go ahead, Paul.
Right. I mean, the very start of the show was a narrative of the official version of events, and as I predicted, it was this sneering, sardonic female narrative narrator, and then they showed images of the event while narrating the official story, along with the grief-stricken faces of the victims, therefore marrying the two, the official version of events and the poor, helpless victims in the mind of the casual viewer. And as you mentioned, failed to include the fact that the majority of family groups are now the ones asking the questions, and that it was a government cover-up in the very hours after 9/11 that has now resulted in 20% of the heroes, the first responders, dying as a result of that cover-up, which told them that the...
And now it's admitted they have the EPA documents where they say they were ordered to cover it up and not give them medical treatment.
Right. And that's 20% of the first responders that are now dying.
And by the way, all of the police dogs are now dead from nasal and lung cancer.
Right, and we know for a fact that they talked to first responders who were there at the scene, like Craig Bartman.
That's right, who I've interviewed for video. Well, let's talk about that. Exactly. Oh, man, it is, folks, there's so many. We're analyzing a hit piece. We're analyzing propaganda here. And so basically, it was an emotional piece. They just went after emotion, Paul. We'll find out on the other side from Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Find out the truth, folks. See Terror Storm for yourself. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Yo, top of the crown, race the queen. The fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire beside of your phonograph, battle with gas.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Your calls and a ton of really important news on other subjects coming up after the break. But about 8-9 months ago, they had the Scripps Howard, Ohio poll. 36% believe 9/11 is a total inside job. 66% in that poll believe they're being lied to. And a few months after that, what now, just about 5 months ago, Angus and Reed poll for the Wall Street Journal and ABC News found 84% believe they're being lied to about 9/11. You have documentary films on 9/11 being an inside job, being routinely number one and almost always in the top 100 of Google Video, like my film Terror Storm, that you can again watch for free. And then you've got the BBC constantly interrogating me, trying to get me to screw up, trying to get me to talk about straw men or issues of 9/11 that weren't true, because there are a lot of kooks out there putting out this info. And so I guess for a week, because they didn't plan to be here but for a day or two, but they just kept coming back and doing more and getting more and more frustrated, and then pretty much on purpose saying, oh, we just need 30 more minutes. My wife's waiting for me to eat dinner. They take almost 2 hours. And I guess they didn't get what they wanted, Paul, because you say I wasn't in there very much. Let me guess, Fetzer was in there a whole bunch.
That's correct. Fetzer especially got prominence. But
oh, yeah.
The tactic they used was they played the statements of the debunkers at length and gave them a chance to talk, whereas your statements and Avery's statements were highly, tightly edited and brief. I mean, they had one shot, which was just of the interviewer asking Dylan Avery a question, and it shows Avery, you know, shifting his eyes, a blatant attempt to discredit him. And, you know, this was not repeated.
Yeah, they spent days with them, too. Exactly. Imagine me for a week having to keep my eyes straight, never picking my nose, never wiping my face, always when they had the camera on having to be totally on. Did they catch me in anything stupid? Because they were sneaking around the entire time. Did they catch me acting buffoonish?
No, but what they did was they would refer to the debunkers as either, you know, heroes or sober professionals. But they referred to Dylan Avery as a, quote, self-confessed dropout, and they referred to you as an internet evangelist. So they threw in those negative connotations immediately in the description of who they were interviewing. But another tactic they used, as I mentioned, they would let the debunkers talk at length, and then the sneering female narrator would lend them credibility by announcing the supporting evidence and referring to documents and so forth.
Let me guess, they used NISH to support why the towers fell, Building 7 not hit by a jet aircraft. Did they mention, and at the time I gave them the documents on this, that NISH has removed the 5 reasons they claim the towers collapsed and are saying they're now having to look at explosives?
They did not mention that they were looking at explosives. All they said was it's subject to an upcoming report, which is most likely going to back up the official version of events, which they first...
But almost 6 years on, right now they're saying, okay, the buildings had never fallen like this, there may be bombs. But I guess when I gave them that NIST report, they didn't care.
No, and the focus on Building 7 was so pathetic, it barely amounted to a minute. They focused their core attack around 3 issues, which were that a C-130 plane coordinated the attack on the Pentagon, the supposition that there was no plane in Pennsylvania, and the Jewish conspiracy angle. So it was...
Now, let's be clear. Neither I, Avery, or Fetzer think it's an Israeli attack. In fact, they've had national polls of people that believe it's an inside job. 7% believe Israel was involved. They kept trying to get me to talk about that. I said, no, the military-industrial complex, criminal elements of it, I laid all that out, and I saw from the promo, and I predicted they would have someone who was Jewish, who lost a family member, saying he died, so why wasn't he warned not to go to work? And let me guess, is that what they had in the film?
Yeah, that was one of the 3 centerpieces of it. They showed this victim, this Jewish victim, photographs of his family, his baby. They regaled us with tales of how he saved other people in the building, thinking...
Did they imply that I said that they weren't in the building?
No, not to you personally. That was mainly...
It was all guilt by association. Yeah, that's
exactly
how they operate. Well, I mean, that whole story started because Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, and Newsweek reported the fact that Odigo Instant Message Company, based in Tel Aviv, warned their New York offices 2 hours before to get their employees out of the building, and the director of Odigo is on record. But a lot of people got warnings. In fact, other companies got warnings. That's why at that time of day, that building was only at half the occupancy it normally was.
Right, but they said that Hezbollah was the source of that, so they then linked us in with Hezbollah and terrorists. What they did with the collapses, they actually showed the Nova animation, which showed the so-called pancake collapse.
Which says there were no central columns in Tower 1 or 2.
Right, and the animation shows the floors collapsing at a rate of about 2 or 3 a second, when we know that each tower collapsed in just over 10 seconds, meaning that 11 floors a second would have needed to collapse without resistance, and that was never mentioned.
Now, let's be clear. They fell at free fall speed, impossible. By the way, underwriting laboratories who underwrote the buildings did a study and concluded it was impossible. And then when the director of one of their projects went public, Kevin Ryan, they fired him. Okay? Whenever you see UL on a building or UL on a fire extinguisher or a life vest, they certify everything in the Western world, folks. They said it's impossible, and then we're told for national security reasons not to report it.
Yeah, and they were showing this Nova animation, which has been debunked time and time again because it shows two floors collapsing every second, which would have meant that the entirety of the building would have taken
50 seconds.
50, 60 seconds to collapse, which is obviously not the case.
Now, one collapsed in 10, one in, about 11?
Right. Another tactic they used was they lent the debunkers more credibility by, you know, telling the public that they were there. Well, they were there. They must have known what would have happened.
Well, I mean, let's go back to what you just said earlier. I've interviewed a bunch of police officers. Next week, we're going to literally have like 15 guests on concerning this. We're lining them all up because I've had them all on, but I want to have them on separate. We've had them on separate. I want them on together. Firefighters, police, emergency workers, EMTs, saying they were told, get back from 7. The government's going to blow it up for everyone's safety. Get back. People saying they saw bombs go off. Firemen saying it was like molten steel, like lava, which jet fuel can't do. On and on and on. Again, the majority. I have to ask you during the break. My memory's failing today. I interviewed him about a year ago. Who's the head of the 7,000-plus victims group? Bill Doyle, who lost his son, Joey Doyle, came on my show. This is a guy you've seen all over the news, folks, the head of the biggest group, and said, yes, the government did it. I didn't believe it. I've looked into it. They did it. And I said, how many of your group believe it? He said, more than half believe the government did it, and the rest are starting to think it. So I want that in an article, too. I want the mother of all articles. I want to discredit every second they said with video, documents, NIST reports. I'm just going to crush you. New World Order, we're coming at you. I just love the fact you lied and twisted. We've got you now. Paul, I got loaded phone lines, but I want to do just about 4 minutes with you on the other side because I want you to be able to get into any other facets. You guys got me laughing in there, and I got cameras in here. The guys in the control room are laughing at me. Makes me laugh. This is not a laughing matter. Paul, stay there. Let's do about 3 or 4 minutes on the other side, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm Alex Jones. Paul Watson is our guest joining us from England. And I just love it. The New World Order just gets themselves deeper and deeper into trouble every time with their propaganda. We will now debunk them. Debunking the debunkers. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in Prophecy, Tyrants and Wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Paul Watson, you talked about one of the police officers I interviewed at the memorials. An admitted hero, he's been in the newspaper as a hero, talking about the bombs going off, everybody being told to get back from the buildings. He's now got serious medical problems. Sometimes you're with these guys and they've got to take respirators around with them. I mean, they're like Darth Vader or something. It's so sad. And they interviewed him. Tell folks about that story. Then let's talk about how Fox News has taken over part of the BBC and the insiders we had at BBC that reported to us, and now that's being proven pretty darn accurate, that this was a designed hit piece. Let's walk through that.
Right, well, you make reference to Craig Bartmer, who was a former NYPD official who was in the service on the day of 9/11. He went down there to help out his buddies. He got the call through the radio that Building 7 was about to be brought down. He was running away from it when it was collapsing. And
by the way, we don't just have him. We have CNN with two cops going, get back. They're going to blow the building up. They're bringing 7 down. And then we have all the other firefighters, EMTs we've interviewed saying, yeah, they said they were going to blow it up.
There's dozens. He heard the bombs tearing down the building as he ran away from it. But in this documentary, the only quote of a fireman or first responder that they use is somebody who says that the sprinkler systems in Building 7 have been damaged. Therefore, that then led them to make the case that Building 7 was imploded because the fires were out of control, and that's what caused
it. But how do you plant bombs, and the government says they didn't blow it up? Now they're trying to admit they did blow it up. But let's be clear. They interviewed him. Did they even use him in the film?
No, they didn't use any first responder or fireman. even they didn't even quote the official tapes from within the towers that reported bombs going off, yet they used this one offhand quote.
Yeah, they got fire captains in there going, we've knocked the fires down to almost nothing. Wait, there's explosions! We've got explosives! We've got bombs! I mean, what more do you need? We played all these.
No mention of the bombs in the basement either. No mention of the molten pools, you know, under the towers months, weeks after. They didn't use any quotes from firemen on the day, but they used this one to back up the narrative.
Well, we've got to do, if it takes a five-parter, we got to do it. We've got to decipher and break down everything. Don't they know that this just digs a deeper hole for them when they do these type of shoddy jobs?
Well, it became so obvious that at the end, the sardonic, sneering female narrator, just to mirror what these producers did in your company before they'd even finished filming this production, she was giggling at the end of the program, saying that the conspiracy theories are nothing more than theories. And when she said the word theory, she was actually giggling. So that's your balanced BBC, the narrator.
Now, let's be clear. We got a former Fox exec. Viet Dinh's on the Fox Board of Directors, the guy that wrote the Patriot Act, involved in this, and we had internal BBC reports saying this was going to be the mother, that previously it wasn't a big enough of a hit piece, so they went in and re-edited. I talked to Guy Smith on Friday, the director. He denied that but said he couldn't come on Friday because they were still editing.
Right, it was always going to be a hit piece, but the pressure from harming BBC's corporate interests in America obviously made them go all the way.
Now, Smith also, you found out, is involved with the Ford Foundation?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Guy Smith is a consultant for the Innovation Corporation, which is a media consultancy agency. It's run by an individual that is in the Ford Foundation. So that gives you it's basically the BBC. What they were trying to achieve in this production.
It is government television, by the way.
Yes, that's what we pay our license. It's a tax. We get taxed for this government propaganda in this country. They're repeaters, and they want to repeat the establishment line because they're part of the establishment. And they weave all these psychological webs about how we need 9/11. We need to think it's something more than 19 Arabs.
Oh, that's right. It's too scary to think 19 Arabs did it. It's not scary to think we have a criminal government that did it. And it's a mentally ill religion that we have, which they put on their website before they even aired it. Hey, we're just going off the facts. And I kept saying, won't you talk about Northwoods, the declassified U.S. government plan to hijack jets, bomb D.C., blame it on foreign enemies? Won't you talk about Gulf of Tonkin that they now admit was staged? Won't you talk? And no, we're not talking about any of that.
No, and they had you talking about our leaders have lied to us again and again, and they said they needed an event like this to launch a pre-planned war. Whereas they would support the debunkers with further evidence via the narrative of what they had said, they did not mention PNAC after you said that, and that was the tactic used time and time
Which is what I did. I used their own documents. I gave them stacks of mainstream reports and their own documents.
Right, and no mention whatsoever of Northwoods either. And they tried to play it as if the people we're interviewing, these experts, were there, there at the scene. And they even interviewed the Popular Mechanics, Yellow Journalism, Hearst Publishing guy, at Ground Zero, just to give the impression that he was there as well, because they...
And then Homeland Security Director's first cousin is the guy that directed the whole piece, and then they tried to lie and say he wasn't related, but they called his mother, and she said, oh, yeah, he comes over for dinner all the time. For those that don't know, Hearst Publishing, folks, is in the encyclopedia. You know, we're talking Citizen Kane here. They literally, yellow journalism means them.
Right, and then just with the facts of it, they said that the Flight 93 debris field was not 8 miles wide when the FBI and the NTSB admitted that it was.
Yeah, we have the Associated Press.
Yeah, and crash debris found 8 miles away, Pittsburgh Tribune Review. They found papers from mail that was being transported from the plane 8 miles from the crash site, and that's admitted by the FBI. But they just lied and said, they basically implied that you made that up just because the river was 1 mile.
Oh, that was done here at the studios at the end of the radio interview. They were in here videotaping that. They said, oh, just a 20-minute interview, and turned into like almost 2 hours. And they just kept saying, you're lying. That wasn't ever in the news. And I went, it's an AP. It's in Pittsburgh News. There was an engine 4 miles away. No, no, it's not. No, it's not. And I went, well, I go, let me go to the computer. I'll print them up. No, we know it's not true.
I mean, and they had Spotnitz, the X-Files guy. I mean, it was like
they had the creator of the X-Files. I've seen that clip. That's what they promoed, going, they're just mentally ill, and they need to believe this, and it's just, and they get very upset. But they never exposed any of our facts, did they?
No, and he was sat there talking uninterrupted for like 3 or 4 minutes, whereas yourself or Dylan Avery got 10 seconds at best. And then it was told, so as they were backed up, the debunkers, via the narrative, whereas you were dismissed as evangelists and dropouts. And stuff.
Well, you know, in a contract agreement I signed with them, I said, you got to mention Infowars.com. And I guess that's why they put it on the BBC website, but accidentally got the link dead.
Yeah, they also accidentally got the links dead to the 9/11 Commission and the NIST report, even though people had been emailing after. And they didn't correct them. Just by accident.
Yeah, they want to go, here's the link to the report, but they don't want you to actually go read the NIST report that says, no, bombs could have been in the buildings. Oh, no, can't have that. Just say the NIST report says something else, and then, oh, the link's dead. We're sorry.
And Guy Smith, when you talked to him on Friday, said, assured you that it was a balanced piece, and then hours after, up on the BBC website goes this questions and answers, what really happened, which was basically paraphrased from the Popular Mechanics piece, where they narrowly focused in, for example, on the demolition and said, oh, these squibs are just ejections of smoke as the floors are pressed onto one another. End of story. No,
but they're exploding seconds before it collapses.
Right, so you've got this litany of supposed debunked questions about 9/11, which appear 2 days before the documentary, and that yet this guy's still telling us that it's the balanced piece.
But he's supposedly coming on my Monday syndicated show tomorrow. Paul, thanks for spending time. Hit him hard. Get the reports out quick. Get a basic report out, and then I want a detailed report on PrisonPlanet.com by tomorrow. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Absolutely incredible. All right. I promise we'll go to TJ, George, Ehrman, and others, then get into the FBI staging the Nazi rallies. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Come on.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've just got time for three or four calls, folks, that have been holding the longest. We're going to go to those, and I'm just going to news blitz through a ton of news, just give you the headlines and give you my take on it. You can do more research yourself. Let's talk to TJ in Wisconsin. You're next up. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was just giving you a call about the BBC hit piece. I'm an administrator on the Loose Change Forums.
Yes.
And we've had the most users today than we've ever had at 800. Everybody is speaking out against it.
And that's just a forum. You got PrisonPlanet.com with several million visitors a week, and then I've got nine websites altogether, over 5 million visitors a week. No, every time there's a hit piece, it just sends more people to us. They find out we're telling the truth. They see all our documentation and facts, and it blows up in their face.
That it does. And even Dylan, I was talking with Dylan. He said his email is just overflowing with positive email.
It's not going to work. They're in deep trouble. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in New York. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I was just I heard someone calling earlier about that Bohemian Grove. They mentioned, you know, like it was a joke or something like that. And it's interesting, in one of the discs that you have, that Gergen, when you interview him real quick, he freaks out on it.
Yeah, the Karl Rove of five administrations. I bring up the rituals. He doesn't deny them. He just blows up and starts screaming at me.
Right. It's just very interesting. That's all I wanted to talk about, just real quick.
Thank you, sir. Look, I mean, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm just reporting on the facts. They do weird rituals at Skull and Bones, and as old men, they go to Bohemian Grove and do even weirder ones, and I'd always heard they did it, and I snuck in 2000 and got footage, and it's aired in every major country in the world, from Japan to the U.S., And my film is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Part two of it is The Order of Death. You can watch them at Google Video for free or just buy the high-quality DVDs at Infowars.com. Last caller I've got time to go to, Airman, listening in North Dakota. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. This is Alex.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing? I'm stationed here in North Dakota. I'm actually from New York. What I wanted to talk about was Building 7 and how people don't see this. I mean, I'm trying to get this out to other military people, and it's actually working. So I really appreciate it.
Because military folks are involved a lot of times in demolitions. They understand what demolition is.
Exactly. I work around JDAMs, and what hit the Pentagon that day, I've seen the actual video from Pentagon Friend, and that was a JDAM missile. I'm sorry, but that's what.
Well, it's a 16-foot hole with no wreckage before it collapsed, and, you know, it's a mystery. So.
Exactly. And, I mean, every one of us in the military, we take an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And right now...
And that means asking questions. That means standing up to tyranny.
Exactly.
They claim patriotism is shutting up and worshiping big government. No, it's not.
Yeah, they say we support the terrorists. Like, 19 hijackers would have done that. Why are 9 of them still alive? What the hell is going on, you know?
That's right, and that's even the BBC reporting on that. Anything else, sir?
No, that's all I can think of right now, but there's a lot. I mean, I see everything.
What do you bring up to people in 30 seconds when you talk about Building 7?
Building 7, the explosion, and it comes straight down. I watched it live the day it happened. I was only 16 years old, and I remember it vividly. And I watched it, and I was like, that looks like an implosion the day it happened.
Well, they blow the central column. You see blast squibs on the outside. It falls in to its own footprint. And the New World Order's got a big problem. Building 7 is not a lucky number for them because they blew it and they destroyed it and the facts are coming out on it and they can't stop us. All right. Texas Monthly, a highly respected newspaper magazine, back in 1998 gave the number one place bum steer award to the FBI for creating a Klan group out of nothing and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant till local police found out and stopped it from happening. Now, that's mainstream news. There's hundreds of these examples. The latest came out at the end of last week. This is from the Orlando Sentinel. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant, and it goes on to report that he created the group, he set it up, and he had just 9 of these punks, including himself, march in Nazi outfits into the black neighborhood of Orlando, terrifying and enraging black Americans, white Americans, and many others that came out to protest them. And every time they're trying to pass hate crimes legislation to restrict free speech, these groups pop up everywhere. There's never any more than 12 or so of them. And it always comes out later that they're led by the feds. They create these groups to then create racial division, get everybody scared, and they have the riot cops come out and, oh, see the nice guys in black ski masks, they're here to keep us safe. Same thing in Germany, all the headlines about neo-Nazi groups being controlled by the German government. Same thing in England. They do this to have them come out and yell Heil Hitler outside a state house in Idaho or Tallahassee whenever they're trying to pass restrictions on free speech. And the media goes, look, they're screaming the N-word and saying they don't want the hate speech laws. See, we better pass it. They do this over and over, or they come out and try to connect themselves to the Minutemen, and now if you want to control our borders, you support the Klan. It's absolutely, absolutely disgusting. Let's just real quick go to Christian in England. I said I was done with calls, but he just saw the BBC documentary. Quickly, Christian, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, Matt. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Unbelievable. Total whitewash. I just do not want... I do not know what to say. They didn't mention any facts whatsoever. They made the 9/11 Truth Organization look like a bunch of loonies, basically. You know, they didn't mention any of the facts. You know, nothing about explosions, nothing about steel, nothing about, well, just nothing.
Well, there's nothing they can do, and I appreciate your call, because the cat's out of the bag. It's declassified that our government carried out hundreds of terror attacks at CIA.gov. That's how my 2-hour film Terror Storm starts, with the admissions where you can go to CIA.gov or the National Security Archive where you can read. It's Hitler did it. It's the oldest trick in the book. You blow up your own building, you blame it on somebody you want to attack. It's called a frame-up. It's not our government that did it. It's criminal elements involved with our government. I've made 3 films, published a book, written a book on the subject, done hundreds of radio shows. There's no way to go through all the evidence today. Just go to Google Video and type in Terror Storm and watch it for free. All right, let me just run through some of the other news. I told you last year, the AP reported, that illegal aliens at over 800 major banking institutions don't have to show ID to get a bank account. No ID. Then with that, they're able to get a tax ID number, housing loans, car loans, and credit cards. Here's Reuters out last week. Credit card aimed at illegal aliens. Bank of America's card for those with no Social Security number. Here's the LA Times, Bank of America, and it goes into what they're doing. But then citizens have got are under this incredible police state. Shifting gears to another report here out of the New York Times. Furor over rush to require cervical cancer vaccine. Racing to embrace a new vaccine, at least 20 states are considering mandatory inoculation of young girls against the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. And then it goes through how he's on the payroll of Merck, Rick Perry, and how it's all a big scam. But they don't tell you the truth that there's no law. He signed an executive order putting it on the list of recommended vaccines for schools. You don't even have to sign the waiver the schools have. There's no law. You've got to take it. But the schools won't tell you and will say you violated policy. They'll suspend or expel your child, never telling you there's a waiver form that by federal and state law they're supposed to give you. Then that's when criminal penalties kick in. This is a huge hoax. Okay, and no one seems to understand that. Just type in State of Texas vaccination regulations into Google. You'll be at the State Health Department's website. You can read it for yourself and find out I'm telling you the truth. In other news, thousands of different types of foods have GMO. I'm not talking about cross-pollinization or hybrids. I'm talking about animal genes, insect genes being put in plants. It creates new amino acids that have never before existed and cause massive cancer. Over half the rats in hundreds of major studies die within weeks of taking this. That's why there's so many new allergies and health problems and cancer's way up. London Independent, suppressed report shows cancer linked to GM potatoes. And it's all these suppressed British and Russian and all these other governments that know that the GMO foods are killing us. Unbelievable report up on PrisonPlanet.com in the science and technology section. Great news out of Forbes. Retinal implant restores limited sight to the blind. This is so exciting. U.S. researchers of a new high-tech implant is restoring at least some hope and some sight to people blinded by eye disease. With only 16 micro-connection electrodes, they were able to see the shapes of people, able to see light, able to basically have basic sight. They're saying with 60 electrodes, they're going to have good sight. Folks, this is so exciting, and I just can't wait to see this more developed to help all the people out there who don't have sight. And a lot of us who live long enough are going to end up having limited sight, and things like this are really going to be fantastic. Really, really excited to be able to report that to you. I promise to get to this report. This is the police state in America. All over the country, people get arrested for videotaping cops. This family had speeding teenagers, and they had a young son, so they put a speed camera in with a radar gun, and they called the cop and said, "You're speeding 16 miles an hour over the speed limit. Please stop." They didn't even tattle on him, and he tried to have them indicted and arrested. The judge dropped it. Just go read it for yourself. That's out of Kennesaw, Georgia. I don't have time to get to this, but this is out of the New York Times. Driver's license emerges as crime-fighting tool, but privacy advocates worry. Face-scanning cameras everywhere. Then they run your driver's license photo to the national database against anybody who's wanted. The problem is they're tracking law-abiding citizens. And then I had three other articles on this same subject where they're going to force you to take tracker chips in all your cars for the toll roads and to track you. But we're out of time. Be sure and join us back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones signing off, InfoWars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.